The next patient is Marisa Fernandez. The last name is Fernandez. First name Marisa, Marisa. This is the clinical case of a 59-year-old white female that has a history of autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease. The patient reached end-stage renal disease at the beginning of May. She had been prepared with a AV graft that is in the right upper extremity. The dialysis treatments have been stable. However, she is complaining of persistent nausea and vomiting. And she seems to establish a relationship between venofer infusion and malaise at the end of the dialysis. She hasn't been eating. She has lost 6 pounds from 128 to 122 pounds. And that is one of the major concerns. Following number, the patient has controlled the blood pressure after the dialysis. The blood pressure today is 110 over 80. Following number, underweight. This underweight is related to poor intake. She has a history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, and she had a history of COVID-19 prior to starting on dialysis the week before she was started. Whether or not we are dealing with side effects of the COVID is a possibility. In any way, in order to stimulate the appetite, we are going to start the patient off Megase, 400 milligrams PO daily. The pharmacy received the prescription in Lake Placid. Lake, L-A-K-E, Placid, P-L-A-C-I-D, period. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, the patient had a remote history of TIA. Period. We are going to give an appointment to see us in about 6 weeks. However, we are going to evaluate her with laboratory workup and with all the tools and information that we need regarding the dialysis settings. On Monday, the 20th of 2024.